Here's the truth. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing. Nothing. Rest there today. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is also Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Huge thanks to, I'm going to list a bunch of Patreon sponsors today because it's the end of July, and July was going to be my month of talking about Patreon, so here they are. Thank you so much to Sheila Gregoire, to Kate Kimball, Kathy McNeff, Layla Lofgren, Leanne Garfias, yay, hi Leanne, Nam Johnson and Amy Young, and also the Creative Funding Show. Thank you so much for your sponsorship of the Pray Every Day show. If you're interested in being a part of this movement of getting prayer all over the world, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's several different levels. One is just the dollar level, and that you get my undying gratitude, which is very genuine. At the $5 level, you get an original painting by me every month, and at the $10 level you get your name on a brick that goes on a post every single day, 365 days a year, so free advertising. So if you want to put, like, not your name but your thing or book that you'd like to advertise, you can do that. And at $20 a month you receive a podcast that's exclusive only for Patreon backers at the $20 level. So thank you, everybody, all those people in advance. You guys are the reason I am on the air, so thank you. Today we're reading and we're continuing our way through James chapter 1 verses 19 and 20 in the NET Bible, New English Translation. It says this: "Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. Let every person be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. For human anger does not accomplish God's righteousness." Mind if I pray for you? Ouch, Lord, this is a hard verse. And as one who's been angry, I know that human anger does not accomplish your righteousness. So Lord, this prayer is where the rubber meets the road in our relationships. So Lord, I pray for our relationships today. Because usually we're not angry at stuff, although sometimes when I'm putting together IKEA furniture, I might be angry. But really, most of this anger is really an anger directed at somebody else. And so, Lord, we pray today, especially in the most difficult relationship of our life, that we would become listeners instead of venters, that we would spend more time being quiet to hear the heart and the pain and what's really behind what's going on in that relationship, that we would be listeners and that we would be slow to speak and slow to anger. Now, this is only accomplished through your Spirit who lives within us. In our own strength, we would rather retaliate. In our own strength, we would rather point out all the bad things about the other person. In our own strength, we would rather maybe wall ourselves off or walk away or isolate. In our own strength, we would rather punish through quietness or punish through yelling. So there's different ways that our anger manifests itself. But Lord, that can be manipulative instead of submissive to you. And so Lord, we submit our hearts and our lives to you, and we ask that you would help us to no longer be an angry people. And Lord, we pray for the difficult relationships in our lives, that you would give us discernment about when to set boundaries and when to not set boundaries, and when to confront with love and kindness and humility and when not to confront. We need your Spirit giving us direction, because there's definitely a lot of gray areas in this when we're in angry situations with people. I pray for the person who's discouraged today because somebody else is angry with them, or they can't seem to ever be okay for the other person. Lord, we lift up that other angry person, and we pray that you would reach out to them, that you would speak to them, that they would begin to have a softened heart to you and to your word and to what you want to say to them. Lord, we cannot control what the angry person does, but we can control our response. And so I pray your Spirit would stop us right before we're going to yell something we're going to regret, or that he would stop us when we're ready to say a bunch of stuff instead of listening. So Lord, help us to keep a guard over our tongue. Help us to have bigger ears and smaller mouths. Thank you that we have two ears and only one mouth, and help that to be a metaphor for us, to listen twice as long as we speak. Lord, I pray for marriages where anger is reigning today, like R-E-I-G-N-I-N-G, like reigning like a king. I pray, Father, that cycle of anger and cycle of sometimes of abuse would just be broken in Jesus' name. And those who are living in the aftermath of a divorce after an angry breakup, I pray, Father, for your grace to be sufficient, as I know it is, that you would heal the trauma, that you would be with them and as they heal from the aftermath of being with an angry person. And Lord, we confess that we have been angry, that we can be angry people, and there is a righteous anger, of course. There's when you were in the temple and you were overturning the tables, but there's also a lot of unrighteous anger, and most of what we do as humans is unrighteous anger. So Lord, teach us the difference between the two and help us to be quiet and listen today. I know you're going to bring up situations. I know that they will be there. So prepare us today to walk into that with a new way and a new battle plan. I pray all this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And I do pray that today would be a day of peace and listening.